Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, we're getting ready to watch a beautiful sunrise here in Kaplan, Louisiana. Mrs. Rose Bed and Breakfast, also known as Crawfish Haven, going to be doing a crawfish catching excursion and a boiling a little bit later on. It's all in celebration of Mother's Day this weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. All right, we got the red snapper season approaching, and that means there's going to be a lot more boats fishing offshore. And those of you who have fished offshore, I'm sure you've seen it. It happens. It's called barotrauma. It's a pressure-related injury that fish experience when you reel them up from the depths. And what happens is they become helpless, and because of size or limits, a lot of these fish have to be released. You release a fish suffering from barotrauma, it's susceptible to sharks and birds and other predators, and often they do not survive. In fact, the latest statistics say that more than 10 million of these federally managed fish are released, and about a million, at least a million of them die because they're not being handled properly. Well, now there is an opportunity for everyone to get some free release gear, which is legally required now. It's valued at $100 to help those fish survive, and it's also being done in conjunction with a program called Return 'em Right. And Dr. Nick Haddad with the University of Florida, who is the Sustainable Fisheries Communications Manager, joins us now to talk more about it. Dr. Nick, good morning. How's things over in Florida today?
Good morning, Don. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm getting ready to tear into some Louisiana crawfish, and I know you know all about those.
I like the sound of that. Unfortunately, I'm not a doctor yet, but I'll take it. I got my master's at LSU, so I'm a big fan of LSU over there. But
look, anybody that's got a master's from LSU is a doctor. Accept it.
I'll take it. I'll take it from you. I'll take your word for it. But yeah,
tell us about the Return 'em Right.
The Return 'em Right program is an awesome opportunity. We want to work with anglers to reduce that discard mortality rate, specifically when fishing for offshore fish, including snapper, grouper that are suffering from barotrauma. So the overall goal is to improve survival, which in turn should lead to more fish in the future that we can catch and hopefully more that we can take home. And as you mentioned, this program provides free training on best practices, including venting, which is traditionally the practice most anglers are probably familiar with getting fish back to depth, but also emphasizing the use of descending devices, which is a lot easier for a lot of anglers. They are, as you said, the Descend Act went into place in January, which requires either a venting tool or a descending device on board while fishing for refish in federal waters. Now, it's great to require that on board, but as you know, a device sitting in a cup holder that gets rusty but allows you to be compliant but isn't being used doesn't help out the fishery at all. So if that rule is going to be in place, we might as well use them properly and give fish their best chance of surviving release so we could take more home in the future.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I really enjoyed watching the training video. It's very well done. And as many years as I've been fishing and as many fish I've seen offshore, I learned some things from that video. I did not know that you could recognize barotrauma from the bubbled scales, which that was explained. And I've also,
yep,
you know, people realize that. I've been on boats with licensed, experienced charter captains, and they'll pull one up, and when they go to vent it, they pop the stomach, which is what's protruding out of the mouth. And I'm saying, no,
yep,
that's not how you do this. You got to do the swim bladder. So the education is a value in itself, but also that $100 kit that you guys are offering absolutely free. Explain what's in that kit.
Yeah, so it's an awesome kit. It includes a sequelizer, which is a pressure-based descending device, and you can actually set it to release at 50, 100, and 100, or 150 feet of depth. And it's, if you've ever used a boga grip before, you know how to use a sequelizer. You just simply attach it to the lower jaw of the fish, and then I have it pre-rigged to a 3-pound weight, which should help you descend fish up to 15 to 20 pounds. So if you're descending some small fish, it might be a little overkill, but we wanted to provide anglers with enough weight to get some of the bigger fish down, so they don't have to worry about changing weights out quite as much in case they need more weight. But it's a really cool kit, so you get that pre-rigged, and we also give a second descending device as well in the kit.
Well, I'm expecting to receive mine this week. Tell people what website to go to sign up to get their gear.
Yeah, if you just go to returnemright.org, it's just you'll click a button there that says review best practices, and offshore anglers in the Gulf of Mexico will go through a 15-minute review of best practices, and at the end you fill out your shipping address, and then give us a couple weeks, and it should show up on your doorstep.
What is this going to mean if it's successful, which I think it will be, and more of those fish that die when they're released from barotrauma will survive? What is that going to mean as far as being able to keep more fish?
So discard mortality is estimated, and it's counted against the quota of fish we're allowed to harvest. So, you know, the more dead discards that a fishery has, the less you're allowed to bring home, because that's a portion of your quota that's being counted against you as dead discards. So for us, you know, it's not something that's going to happen overnight, but if we can take the time and all work together to reduce discard mortality and improve survival, that estimate that, you know, the Fishery Management Councils and NOAA uses is going to go down over time, which means that's more we're allowed to harvest. So that's the end goal here, is to lower that discard mortality rate. For every 1% that goes down, that's 100,000 more fish that survive. So if we can, you know, do that successfully and prove to management that we are doing that, then that should lead to more fish for us to bring home in the future. And as you know, there's more people fishing than ever before, so it's more important than ever before to do this.
Absolutely. Well, Nick, thank you so much to Florida Sea Grant, University of Florida, for putting this program together. Return 'em Right. That's returnemright.org. And you can view the training tape and then also get your free gear. Nick, thanks so much for being with us. And, you know, when you get back to Louisiana, give me a holler when you come down. We might save you a property or two.
Thanks for having me, Don.
All right, Nick. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Yep. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Nick Haddad, and that's it. All you got to do, return them right. Go to the website, and you'll get a $100 gear package to help you release your fish properly so they'll survive to fight another day. And by increasing the population, we get to increase the harvest quota, which means you get a bigger limit of fish. All right, we come back after this. Mike Gallo, Born on the Bayou guy, joins us. And, boy, he's in a hot fishing area right now. He'll tell you all about it next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, you, the audience, is responsible for that song. Y'all chose that as a theme song for Captain Mike Gallo, who will be with us momentarily. His reports each week, by the way, are sponsored by CETO. If you were tuned in last week, we talked to Captain Chris Orfanello, the owner, operator, and he was giving us all the rundown on how wonderful having that $199 a year membership is. They'll bring you fuel wherever you are. They tow you in whether they need to come get you, jumpstart electrical problems. Whatever it takes to get you back safely, you are not charged a nickel more, which could cost you thousands of dollars if you have to pay the hourly rate. If you want to get signed up, CETO.com is pretty easy. I'll call Captain Chris. He's available at 504-301-4545. Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, I am getting all kind of reports in of fish in Lake Pontchartrain. Have you been getting in on some of that action?
Oh, yeah, Don. We've been having some good fishing in Lake Pontchartrain. When the weather will let you get, you know, wherever you'd like to fish, North Shore or South Shore. It's been very productive. I'm glad to see those trout show up in Lake Pontchartrain. With all those spillway openings we had several years back, it kind of put a strain on them. But it's certainly nice to see them come back, you know, so close to right where we depart from.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike, I had an earlier texter wanted to know about how to rig up if you're fishing double rig in Lake Pontchartrain, and I frown upon double rigging when you're fishing in Pontchartrain, but if someone wants to do that, explain how you would rig up to put a double rig. I guess you would basically use your drop shot, but double it in some kind of way if you were going to fish there at the bridges.
Yeah, a double rig, Don, is very simple. You can use about a 30-inch piece of the leader of your choice. I use 20-pound fluorocarbon, and you can tie your jig on each end, fold it over and make a figure eight knot or an overhand loop knot about two-thirds of the way up. And you'll have one jig hanging lower than the other with twice the amount of weight. You can cast a little bit further. But often you can, if you're into a school of fish, you hook that first one. Don't necessarily horse him to the boat. Just kind of steady retrieve and you'll feel that second jig load up, and often you can catch two at a time. For me, the fun's in catching them, so I don't want to cut my fun in half. I want to catch them one at a time.
Gotcha. That's right. Instead of catching 12.5, you catch 25 times. Good point. Mike, I got right. Another comment in. We were talking about that new reef that's being created over there in Big Lake, and someone said in about 2006 the Dudley Reef was built near the Twin Span, but it's never been successful. They want to know why. You and I have fished it. We've caught some fish there, but I think it has really underperformed. And they tell me, the scientists, that maybe because a lot of these are experimental, and if they're not in the right spot where they get the right tidal movement or whatever possibility makes them not a successful structure, have you been going back to that regularly? Is that one of your spots to stop and fish? And if so, when and how do you fish it?
Well, Don, I think it is a productive spot. It's more of having the weather to be able to fish it. You know, obviously being a reef with lots of concrete rubble down on the bottom, you're generally going to be fishing a slip cork where you can drift across it. And you want to have, obviously, you know, sort of calm seas where you can get to it, anchor, position yourself, and, you know, fish that slip cork over the top of it. I think it's underfished, not underproduced. There's fish there. Don, 90% of the time I go there, there's nobody on either one of those reefs.
Right.
And the same thing with the reefs in Lake Bourne. They just rarely get fished. And I can understand, you know, most anglers want to fish visible structures. The bridges are sticking up out of the water. It's easy to see where other boats are if they're drifting left, right, the north side, the south side, against the current or with the current. Whereas when you fish these reefs, you may have to position the boat in four different places, figure out are the fish up current, down current. But they're generally pretty close to that reef down there. And when you do find them, you generally don't have anybody fishing around you. So I think they're pretty productive. They're just underfished.
Underutilized, yeah, very good possibility. Mike, I know you provide gift certificates. If somebody wants to take mom on a fishing trip and want to give her a gift certificate, can they get that from you?
Oh, certainly. We can print up gift certificates and mail them out fairly quickly. It's an easy thing to do with the technology we have nowadays. Just simply put it together, put it in an envelope, put a couple of stamps on it, and out it goes. So we've done that many times over the years and continue to do it.
Well, they can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and also on your site, AAofLA.com. And if they want to call and check out dates and availability at Spots and Dots Lakehouse Lodge, what's that phone number?
You can reach me very simply at 985-781-7811. You can leave a voicemail or even shoot me a text.
Well, there's a lady sitting here by the name of Janice, and she is ready to cash in on her trip. She's been wanting me to ask you about her trip, so you better come up with something real quick or both of us are going to be in trouble.
We certainly don't want that. I'll text you some dates, and we'll shoot for November, where we don't have too terribly cold weather, and we have very good fishing really close by.
A good Thanksgiving trip. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
And appreciate it. Good luck today. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there that are fishing with their children.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right. We come back after this. If you like to jump in a kayak and grab a paddle, or if you got one of those fancy smancy pedal kayaks, your report is next right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And our stroking report, some of you call it paddling, is brought to you in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and a presentation of Massey's. And Captain Eric Mohabarak joins us now, the Louisiana Kayak Company. And Eric, what's going on at Massey's? I heard they picked up a new product over there.
Yeah, they got a new line of paddle boards. It's actually pretty much top of the line. You know, it's a high-end product. It's really good. It's called Boatie. I call it Boatie, but B-O-T-E, boat, you know, is the way they spell it. But they got the full line of that over there, and they even got that that board. You know, when we were kids, we used to tie off tractor tires on the wharf and float. Now they got fancy things. But it's a 7x7 inflatable, and they for hanging out for the beach, at the camp, off the back of the boat. It's pretty neat. I'll send you a picture of that, Don, on Facebook there, you know. Yeah. But they got all kinds of stuff. They got your hats, Jazz Fest, fishing too, and, the sun shirts, and make sure you got that sunscreen for walking around. And they got the little short rubber boots, you know, like Grundins, and they got a bunch of brands. I can't name them all. Man, I can't remember.
Well, Eric, we talked to Mike Gallo, and he told us Lake Pontchartrain's on fire. How about fishing it in a kayak? Give us some tips and advice on fishing those bridges and the shoreline when you're in a paddle craft.
Well, Darren, first of all, wear your life preserver. Pick your wind direction safely. That's the first thing to do. Safety is first in Lake Pontchartrain, as we all know, even in big vessels. But you talked about the Lafayette Yakkers on the double rigs. They've been killing them on the double rigs. Mike said, told you to set up on how to do that right. I like to use different colors, though. I like a dark color on the bottom and a light color on top. But they've been catching them close to shore, you know, launching out of the boat launches or over the levees. Also, they've been walking the lakefront. On the lake, they've been using, you know, just go to the first shelter and start walking east and bring a little wagon, which we can carry tackle ice chest. They've been using a DOA shrimp, the chartreuse, under a popping cork and fishing about 4 feet and just walking along until you hit a trout. And then they seem to be there. And, they, you know, sometimes they get a limit, sometimes they don't. But it's been really good. You can also troll, you know, like, you know, just like with the big boats. But I think you're a little bit more stealthy in the kayaks where, you know, you can troll your rattle traps, your mirror lures and stuff like that. I think you're a little bit more stealthy doing that in the kayak for some reason. It seems to work pretty good. A lot of guys will troll along them bridges out there in the east.
One of your favorite spots, Port Sulphur. How you been doing down there?
Man, we got real lucky. We turned a corner, and there was a big pile of redfish. And, we caught them all up. And couldn't ask for better. I was like, well, it's only 8 o'clock. Look at this. So, yeah, for me, the fish has been great. We didn't even try for speckled trout. The man just wanted to catch redfish. A gentleman and his wife come down. They're from South Florida, Boca Raton. And they had a great time. He comes down with me every year and this time of year. And his wife enjoyed the scenery, taking pictures and stuff. She didn't fish. She just watched and read her book and stuff and paddled around in the kayak and had a great day. So I can't say anything bad about Port Sulphur. You know, from they've been catching fish all up and down 23. It just depends on where you're fishing at and what you're looking for.
How about Highway 1? Very popular place to put in a kayak.
Well, everybody knows it's the time of year, Don. They pounding the trout and the redfish and stuff down there. You know, fish the beaches when you can. And if not, fish off the road. Fish behind Danny Ray's launch down that way is a good place to put in. You know, spend some money in there. Folks could use some help down there in Grand Isle. You know, that's my suggestion. Grab a bag of ice, some gas, something, you can, food, whatever. And just keep fishing, man. It's on down there. You know, it's a great time. You take the kids crabbing off of Elmer's Island now. You know, that's all back open up. That's something else to do. You know, they just catching fish down there.
Place we haven't talked about much, Delacro. What you hearing down there?
Well, they've been catching mixed bags, you know, trout, reds, drum, the flounder. You know, it depends on what you're looking for. Just keep fishing on that, using spoons in the ponds, you know, finding the grassy areas. You can sight cast them with crawfish lures and stuff like that. It's always a good time going down to the Delacro. Can't complain at all about that. I like that area, too.
Yeah, it really is good, and it's been down for a while, but sounds like it's coming back. All right, now you've got a warning that you'd like to issue for paddle fishermen. Tell them about what's going on this time of the year.
Well, it's you know, May, end of April until about the middle of May, maybe the end of May, is the spawning season for the garfish. And a lot of people think that the garfish is going to eat you alive. It's just going to scare you really bad. Just stay steady. If you hit one, you know, just don't get crazy and do something goofy and get yourself thrown out the kayak into the mud because they're in the real shallow ponds. You know, some of these animals are 200 pounds that you're looking at, you know, and they look like a log. And you may not see them, and you may drift up on them and bump them and stuff like that. It'll definitely wake you up, let's put it that way. And, you know, a lot of people confuse that about running into an alligator. No, that's not what happens. You're running into a garfish, you know. So and it's kind of cool to watch them, too, because you can see them spawning. In a, you know, the big female will be there, and all the males will be circling around her and doing their thing and all of that. It's a neat thing going on out there in the marsh if you get the chance to watch
same
them.
Same thing goes on in a lot of late-night bars in New Orleans, too. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, you are right. You got the garfish and the all circling.
You got it. Yeah. All right, my friend. Good talking to you as always. Catch a few fish, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, Don. You have a great weekend, and y'all have fun over there in Kaplan. Sounds like a good time.
Oh, we're planning on it. We always do whenever we come. Thanks again, Eric. Right. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. All right, coming up next, it's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. Yeah, this one got a lesson. Maybe you're not aware of a law. I'm not sure whether the perpetrator was or wasn't, but he got cited. We'll tell you his story next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Network. All right, taking a look at our text message. I love to get text messages like this. It says, thanks for the information you gave about get out and fish. I went to the ponds in Houma and brought home some big catfish. Still trying to catch some of those rainbow trout. Brought my handicap son, and he loved it. That's Big E in Thibodaux. Glad you had such a great trip, Big E. You got to wait on those rainbow trout. They'll be stocking those in the wintertime. Water's much too warm for them now. All right, we have this one. Tofiel is smiling down. Yes, I think he is. And, you know, one of Mother's Day, I always think about Tofiel because he and I did a fishing show with our mothers. We took him out fishing, caught a bunch of redfish, and he brought along some wine and cheese, and we pulled along the bank. And just one of the greatest Mother's Day gifts I ever gave my mother. So consider taking Mom fishing. She'll really appreciate it. All right, here's one that says, other than the bugs and the great fishing, hunting, and eating weather, bless you and the camo gang. Don't forget the Mother's Day. That's D.C. from Alabama. Here's a question. Think the opening of the shrimp season will affect fishing around Grand Isle, muddy up the water? Yes, indeed, it will. And Darryl was also telling us about the dredging project to rebuild the islands. That also causes some muddy water. If you're fishing around Grand Isle and you see dirty, muddy water, go the other way. Got to find that clean water to find the fish. Mike from Mississippi says while he's listening to the show, his son FaceTimed him. He just finished him watching catch a limit of trout over here in Mississippi on croakers. That was a treat. Reason I wasn't with him, we're going to City Park this morning. Well, maybe you'll catch some fish there because the lagoons are loaded with them. All right, we're going to pause 10 seconds. When we come back, it's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. Stay with us. We'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, on April 6th, the good guys, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Agent Sergeant Jason Granados and Corporal Thomas Forehand were on patrol in the Biloxi Wildlife Management Area in St. Bernard Parish when they observed a bad guy, Andrew Messenger of Prairieville, Louisiana, in a pipeline canal near Bayou Biloxi. He was operating a boat propelled by 3 surface drive motors and was actively bow fishing. On the Biloxi WMA, mud boats or air-cooled vessels can only be powered by a straight shaft long tail air-cooled motor that are 25 horsepower or less. All other types of airboats, mud boats, air-cooled propulsion vessels, including surface drives, are prohibited. Keep that in mind, or else you could end up facing a $350 fine, like 29-year-old Andrew Messenger of Prairieville, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. A lot of you didn't know that. Maybe Andrew didn't know it, too, but he knows it now. All right, coming back after this, the Plastic Man joins us. We'll talk about fishing down near the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge. Beautiful place down the river, close to the Mississippi River, mouth of it in the Gulf. We'll be back to talk to Ryan right after this time. It's a little froggy. Some people call it foggy here in Kaplan at Mrs. Rose Bed and Breakfast, but the sun should be burning that off. And we're going to talk to Barry Toops in just a few minutes and tell you more about it because we got a great fishing pond here. We caught some nice bass and some big bull brim in there yesterday and looking forward to that again today, as well as catching some crawfish. Let's talk to the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert. Ryan, is it foggy where you are this morning? Got a little fog?
Nope. Good morning, buddy. It's a nice day, actually. It's the wind finally laid down. It was still rocking last night, but it laid down. It looks pretty out there. I got all the boys off this morning, and I'm about to get in the boat myself. It's hopefully go chase some speckled trout.
Yeah, well, you know, it looks like some kind of a little front came through, left us with some west wind and northwest wind. We don't normally see that this late in the spring, you know.
and that thing came by yesterday evening and runs off the water. And it stayed on the east side of the river, and it went west to east and never got on the lodge, so I got to cut my grass again. But the fishing's been really good. You know, we're having to run about 25 minutes because the river's about 13 foot. So once we clear, you know, the freshest water, boom, you know, we're in them. So it's been good. I mean, Cody's been hot as a firecracker. He's living on trout and reds like 4 days. So that's as good as you can get.
Now, how is he fishing them?
Well, he, you know, of course, they got their live shrimp, and he'll pull up and he'll whack his redfish on live shrimp. And then he's been catching the trout on plastic, just finding a point with some more water moving over. And he's throwing a Z-Man product, and he's been whacking them. I mean, look, 10:30, he had limit of both the day before yesterday. I mean, that's pretty good.
Well, they set the shrimp seasons, and in a lot of areas of shrimp boats, because of, you know, they're dragging the nets and the trawls over the open water, it kind of muddies the water up. Do y'all have a problem with that down there?
Well, sometimes, you know, but, you know, back when it wasn't just open water, you know, then it would muddy specific areas because the land would keep it in. But now that it's all open water, you know, you could just get up or down tide from it and find you better water. You know, sometimes it disperses the fish, but, you know, I don't worry about all that anymore. You know, a lot of people worry about dolphins came in my set, you know, but that's, the fish deal with that every day of their life, and they'll come right back there in about 2 minutes after he leaves. You know, it's just, I don't know. I think I've seen too much, my friend.
Yeah. Has any of you guys made the run out to Chandelier? I know sometimes you guys go out there. I guess with the weather, you haven't been able to do it, but today might be a good day to experiment a little bit.
They haven't. I imagine it's still rocking out there this morning because it was really blowing. I mean, really blowing southwest last night and yesterday. I mean, all evening, it was blowing 30. But the fish are out there. You know, Breton and all, they got this nice fish out there already. I've been seeing a lot of catches come from there. We haven't had a chance or need to, because we're catching fish right here. So, you know, everybody's been extremely happy. And you know, as long as we do that, we won't have to run. You know, I can launch and be there 35, 40 minutes. And I like to go. But, you know, if they're not there, then you got to go to plan B real quick. And it's a lot of running and stuff. But, you know, I like going out there because you got them thumpers waiting out there for you. So, of course, I'm not getting out of a perfectly good boat to do it. Walking around with the sharks, I don't think I'm going to play that game. I see them beat the sharks with their rod and stuff as they're trying to eat their fish. Said, oh, no.
Look, the sharks, at least to my worries, is stepping on stingrays out there. That's loaded.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? Could you imagine that? Man, I know a lot of people have been hit. They say it's not fun at all.
No, it's not. So, no, it's not. Ryan, I got a text message. And somebody wants to know if you do any state water snapper trips from your lodge.
I have a couple of guys that will do it. A couple of my boys will go, and we got some pretty shallow too, so we can run out there and get it. So we do. You know, Jay likes to do that, and I think McWillie likes to do that. I like to do it. I just don't guide on it myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd rather the boys make the money.
Yeah, well, there may be nothing easier to do. If you can get out there, you're going to catch them because those rigs are loaded with
them. Yeah, you got three fish this year, too. So, you know, you go down there, drop down on them. There's so many of them. I mean, and they're great eating fish. They're fun to fight. It's fun. I like to do it. But, I, of course, do it with a jigging spoon, and I'm not throwing bait down there. So, you know, a jigging spoon will catch them. I mean, that's fun. Boy, they will knock the fire out of that thing. Golly, I like it. That's a vicious fish.
Yeah, and you were mention something about ducks. Did you say something about ducks?
Yeah, it's not even duck season in your cabin. What you doing?
We're crawfishing. It is crawfish season.
Okay. Yeah, in the duck pond. See, I knew they had some ducks in there somehow.
The only ducks we're seeing now are the Mexican whistlers.
You know, they still got a few blue wings around. I took the Water Institute out on that Bay Denise project this week, and they still had quite a few blue wings and some whistlers and tons of model ducks. I'm so happy to see the model ducks because there's so much habitat there now that there's a lot of nesting already. So that's a good thing because they were getting a little decimated by that lack of habitat. Yeah. So it's good to see them around.
Yeah, well, those teal are a lot of like people from up north. They come down here, they don't want to go home yet. So they'll be back pretty soon. They're on their way back.
It's a It's amazing how a bird can leave here. Here it is, May. Leave here, go have a family, come back in late August. That's incredible. That's a feat. That's just what. It's great to see stuff like that. I saw a big old painted bunting this morning too, man. I just love the birds. For somebody to kill so many, it seemed like I wouldn't love them as much, huh?
Well, that's all part of it. That's all part of it. Well, Ryan, always a pleasure talking with you. You go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and give them that old cell phone number you answer on a regular basis.
All the time, 504-559-5111, and I answer my phone. So if you need something, just give me a call.
Call him. He ain't scared, I promise you.
ain't scared, Doug.
We'll see
you
next
week. Have a good time. Bite them claws.
Yes, sir. Yes, we will. We'll get some claws and pinch some tails and suck some heads. We got that in the plans. All right, we'll be back right after this time out. We're going to close it out with Barry Toops, who is the owner of Mrs. Rose Bed and Breakfast, Crawfish Haven, and kind of tease you about what's going on here on a Mother's Day weekend. We're back to do it right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Radio Network. Those Bed and Breakfast in Kaplan, Louisiana, also known as Crawfish Haven. Barry Toops rejoins us. And, Barry, we talked about the campground. We talked about coming out here for an excursion where people get to do a DIY, do-it-yourself, hands-on trip with you, pulling up the traps, rebaiting the traps, bringing the crawfish in, doing the cooking, the whole deal from start to finish. You can also cater parties and have a reunion like you got going on this afternoon. What are some of the best times of the year to come if people are interested in doing the excursion?
So we start up in November, and we usually start catching crawfish right around Thanksgiving time, and we fish till June the 1st. But probably the best months is March and April. March, April, and May.
March, April, and May are your top months, but you can do it over the winter months. It's a great winter trip, too.
Definitely, definitely. There's a lot of duck hunters that come down here in this area during November, December, January. They go make a goose hunt, but they come here like a day early. They do a crawfish excursion, crawfish bowl, and then they go back, the next morning they go duck hunting.
You had a very special event that's been going on annually called the Pardoning of the Crawfish. Talk about that.
Yes, sir. Every year, Lieutenant Governor and I, they pick a location. They pick somebody special. A couple of years ago, it was John Fost, who you know very well. And we honored him that year. So every year, they honor someone. I bring the lucky crawfish, and we get to pardon that lucky crawfish. And it's always the first Tuesday after Mardi Gras.
So it's kind of a takeoff on the pardoning of the turkeys during Thanksgiving that we see every year.
That's correct. That's correct. We do that. I was very fortunate this year. Commissioner of Agriculture Mike Strand came here, and they shot a video, and I talked to his press secretary a week later, and there was over 30,000 people that downloaded that video in 1 week. So we're very fortunate. We've got a lot of great people coming here. Bayou Wild has come here several times. I still get people that come here and said, I saw it 2 years ago in Bayou Wild, and that's why we're here.
Well, you can watch those episodes at BayouWildTV.com. Just look for past episodes. We've done several of them here. Miss Louisiana grabbing frogs, other ones catching crawfish in the net, going out there and doing it. We always have a great time when we come out here, Barry. And, you know, the crawfish industry is very important to Louisiana. It's a big industry, and what you do here is very important for the state tourism. I mean, you bring people from all over the world.
Yes, sir. It's called agritourism, what we're doing here, and we promote crawfish. That's what we specialize in. We're getting people from all over the world. If you Google crawfish excursion or crawfish tours, we're the first one that pops up in the whole world. And it's so fun to see somebody seeing crawfish for the first time in their life, eating crawfish for the first time in their life. You put 3 pounds, 5 pounds in front of them and said, who's that for? And I said, you're going to eat all that. And they sit down and eat every one of them once we show them how to peel them.
Well, you know, you do a very educational talk while you're out there. People learn a lot about the crawfish. What is one of the strangest questions you ever got about crawfish?
Don, I get all sorts of questions, like how long they live for, like how deep they bury. But strangest, I don't know. I don't know about the strangest.
All right, if you'd like to see Barry, check him out. Mrs. Rose Bed and Breakfast. Website is?
Crawfishhaven. My website is crawfishhaven.net. Crawfishhaven.net.
Very good. Now, don't confuse that with crawfish heaven, because it is a crawfish heaven for sure. All right, that's about going to wrap it up for us. I'll send out to all you mothers, if you can take your mom on a fishing trip, don't put it off. Take her out there. Spend some time with her, if nothing else. Maybe go out to the park. Bring the camera. Take some pictures. Go to the beach. Time is the most important thing we have. You can give gifts, and they last a short time, but those trips with mom and that time spent, that stays with them and you for the rest of your life. All right, get out there and be careful. We'll be back again to do this next week. We do it each and every Saturday morning. We're in our 33rd year of doing this, and we never get tired of it. Hope you don't get tired of it either. Make a note of our number. We love to hear from our audience, 504-260-1870. Real-time text. Come into the studio here. You can ask questions, give your reports, comments. We'd love to hear from you each and every Saturday morning. We got a great spring morning out there. It's a perfect weekend to spend some time with mom. And as soon as I put this microphone down, we're going to go have some great crawfish omelets for breakfast. And then we're going to hit the fishing pond, go catch some crawfish, boil them up, and just enjoy this precious Mother's Day weekend as each and every one of them is. Thanks for joining us again. We'll see you again next week when we come back with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.